All right, so today's a short video. It's just me and you. Actually, it's not a video. It's audio. We do have a video if you want to go over to YouTube and check it out. But I'm Bruce, host of the Smart Pizza Marketing Podcast. And today's tip is to grow lunch sales. The question I get asked all the time, whether that be from clients who ask us to help with their marketing or just friends and family who own pizzerias, is like, Bruce, my nighttime business is great, right? Like, we sell a lot of pizzas. We're pretty busy at nights and weekends. But I really wish I could grow the lunchtime sales, because if I could grow the lunchtime sales, my business would be fantastic, because I wouldn't waste time during the day opening and not really serving anybody. And then my sales would grow. And it's a time where people are there. I have the time, the energy, the staff to sell stuff. I'm just not busy. What can I do? And this is my solution to that. These are the things that we did in our pizzeria to grow lunch sales. And we did it pretty well. And lunch sales, same thing. For us, it was like, all right, we were focused on dinner, nighttime, those were automatic. Every time after 5, 6 o'clock till 9 o'clock, every day of the week, we were busy. There was a no-brainer on that. We knew what we were doing. And then sometimes during the day, it wouldn't be that busy. And we're like, how do we grow lunch sales? So these are the three things that we did to grow our lunch sales. It worked. It helped us in our business. And if you can grow your lunch sales, it's like extra money, because you're there anyway. And most people's lunch businesses aren't great. But if you can do these things, these aren't easy, but there are things that you can do in your business that people do not do, but they work. These are three things that we did in our pizzeria that worked for us. So it's only 7 minutes long, but it's going to action-packed 7 minutes. Before we get into it, I do have to say thanks to today's sponsors, Fiero Group. If you're looking for an oven for your pizzeria, a dough mixer, a divider, or even a home oven, if you're a pizza guy and you're like, you know what, I want to make some pizza at home, Fiero Group has some great ovens for your house, but also for your business. And they help you with all of that dough management. FieroGroup.com is the website. Highly recommended for me and people who listen to the podcast. And also, Restaurant Systems Pro. If you're looking to grow lunch sales or even get a smarter business, Restaurant Systems Pro is there to help you. They can help you with your food cost, making sure that when your portions are labeled, or, you know, when you are doing your portions for your business, that it's accurate and you can make money on that and your profit percentage is in line and your food cost percentage is in line. They can also help you with your restaurant's profitability. They help you with all your books. They can also help you with your scheduling. They do a lot of things to help a restaurant that when we're pizza guys, we don't necessarily think of. We just want to be like, you know what? We make great pizza. The back office stuff is something that we do because we have to, not because we want to. Restaurant Systems Pro helps you do that. And what they also do is they offer you some classes. So you can go in there for like $99 for the first month. You can take their seminars, work with their system. They'll show you how they can make you money in your business, more money, just doing exactly what you're already doing now. And then if it works, you can sign up. Restaurant Systems Pro is the website. You can go to smartpizzamarketing.com/RSP to sign up for that $99 class. That's only for listeners of the SPM show. So if you're not a back office person, but you want to be and you think you need to get your numbers in line, I highly suggest you go take that class. $99 just so you show up, and they're going to help you run a smarter business. Okay, let's get into the episode. It's a short one. It's only 7 minutes and 46 seconds as I'm looking at the time here, but it's action-packed. It's quick-paced because it's made for YouTube, so let's get into it. Today's video, I'm going to give you three ways to increase your lunch business for your restaurant or pizzeria that are simple, cost-effective, and guaranteed to bring in sales when you need it during the lunch. Let's get into today's episode. The one thing that we used to do in our business, which was a pizzeria, a local establishment, to get customers in the door for lunch was to do cold calling. Now, hear me out. I know that a lot of people are afraid of cold calling or even calling on the phone or even talking on the phone for that matter. But cold calling businesses in your area is a fantastic way to get them to be aware of what you do and to give them a free sample of your food. So that way, when they do order lunch in the future, they'll order from you. Now, there are a couple things you want to be careful of when you are cold calling. You want to make sure that the people in the business that you're cold calling, there's not 1,000 people there. You want to call dentist office, auto repair shops, real estate offices, things that have, you know, 10 to 20 people working in the office, and they're there during the week, Monday through Friday, and then those places that usually order out for lunch. So identify your target audience of who you want to call. The easiest way to do is just drive around your city and say, all right, these are the places that I want to call. Go to Google, type in their name, find their number, and then there you go. Then you want to make sure you have a script of what to say. You don't want to just call and be a bumbling idiot when you're calling on the phone and sound dumb. You want to make sure like you sound like you have your shit together, all right? So you want to go and be like, hey, this is Bruce from XYZ Pizza. I just want to know how many people you have today. We're having an offer. We're going to give you lunch today. And they say, oh, we got 20 people. All right, I'm going to have my guy drop off 4 pizzas for you on the house. Then when you want to make sure you train your person who's delivering that to be your salesman. They are going to be the person who's delivering that. Maybe it's you in the beginning. Maybe it's your top guy, your top delivery guy. But you want to make sure you train them to say the right thing. And what we used to do is be, say, hey, here's the script. This is what I want you to do when you get there. Give them the catering menu, drop off some menus, talk to them. Don't just drop off the pizza and leave. Say, hey, listen, this is what we do. If you enjoy the pizza, we have these menu items. We have these catering services available. Next time you guys are off, here's a coupon for your next order for lunch. Order from us. And out of 10 times that we did this, we would easily get 3 to 4 new customers of people who didn't order from us for lunch, and then 1 catering job. And now I know you're saying, oh, that's not a great ratio, 3 or 4 out of 10, but those people wouldn't have come to us if we didn't do this. So getting outside of our comfort zone and saying, hey, we're going to call businesses and invite them to try our food. A lot of pizzerias say they have the best pizza, and all they need to do is get people to try their pizza. And if they do try their pizza, they'll become a customer. And this is exactly what you're doing, just on a bigger scale. When you are calling these businesses, think about your business. You wouldn't want people to call your pizzeria at 12:30 in the afternoon on a Friday. So be respectful. Make sure you look at the business and say, all right, when is their busy time? And then call them on their non-busy time, maybe later in the afternoon or really early in the morning before things start to ramp up, so they can get ready for either the next day or that particular lunch the day you're going to be dropping it off. And then the number one mistake people make when they do this is they don't follow up. They drop off a lunch. They have their guy go there. He does the spiel. They're excited. And then they never follow up with that customer. What you want to do is you want to have a follow-up sequence. You want to call them the next day and say, hey, how was that lunch yesterday? This is Bruce from XYZ Pizza. I'm in charge here. I just wanted to check in with you. We dropped off lunch yesterday. I just want to know what you guys thought of it. Then make sure you get some of their information, an email, a phone number, and add them to a sequence where you're sending out lunch emails specifically to those businesses that you've dropped off food to on a weekly basis. And that's going to get them to know who you are. You know they've tried your food. You've called them. They said it was great. Now, the next time they are ordering lunch or getting something for catering, they're going to think of your business because you stuck out against the crowd. You were the only business to call them. You delivered on what you said you were going to do, and then you're following up with them. And that's how you run a successful lunch catering service / business. The other thing you want to do with your lunch business is get into the head of your potential lunch customer. What do they want? Do they want healthy options? Do they want quick options? Do they want something that they don't have to think about? They can just grab and go. A lot of professionals, and that's going to be who your lunch crowd is, have busy schedules. They don't have a tremendous amount of time to sit there and think about what they want for lunch. They kind of just want to go through the process. They want to come in. They want it to be quick. They want it to be ready. If it's hot, they want it to be hot and ready to go. Pay you the money, have a good deal, and then get out the door. So think of packages that you can do or combinations that you can come up with that if someone is a busy construction person or works in a dentist's office or a doctor's office and they just want to come in, they have 20 minutes. They don't have 20 minutes to wait for the order to be ready. They have 20 minutes to eat and get back to the office. You want to make sure that they can walk in, order, whether that be on a kiosk or online ordering or ordering ahead, get their food because it's ready when they get there, pay you the money, and then get out. They want to do it all very, very quickly. So if there's any roadblocks for them to doing that, they're going to choose somebody else. So if they come into your restaurant and there's a busy line out the door and it takes them 10 minutes to order, and then you got to wait 10 or 15 minutes for the food, and then maybe you're running a little bit late because you're busy. If there's a process that they don't want to follow or they don't have time for, they're going to go to someplace else and you're going to lose that business. So make sure you streamline your entire process. Make sure you have online ordering and people know that they can order online. When they come in, their food is ready. And if they don't want to order ahead, make sure you have some things, combos, slices or pizzas or sandwiches or salads that are ready to go that they can order. And then they can just get them right away. They don't have to wait for it because these people who are your lunch crowd don't have a lot of time. It's not like if someone's coming in for dinner and they're going to sit there for 20 or 45 minutes and just be talking and having appetizers and drinks. They're just in and out. They need to get back to the office. So make sure that their time is valuable to you. And the last thing I want to talk about here is your online presence, your website, your Google reviews, your Google My Business, and your social media. Make sure that you are clearly stating that you have those things that you're offering for lunch on there. If someone goes to your website, make sure that the online ordering button is clear. Make sure that your specials or your combos are clearly written on your menu. Make sure that your phone number is accurate and your hours are accurate. You'd be so surprised at how many businesses we look at and we go to their Google My Business account or their website and the hours are wrong or the social media links that they have on their website aren't the same links that people click to. You go to click the Instagram button and it says the page isn't available because it's the wrong URL, or it's the URL of the website builder, not yours. So make sure you have all of those cleared and they are working properly. And then promote the fact on social media that you have specials for lunch. So many people don't even say that. Instagram stories, TikTok, Facebook ads, Google My Business. Those are great places to advertise that you have lunch offers and you have combos and you are ready for people who are in a rush or busy or want a healthy option to come in, grab something from you, eat it real quick, and then get back to the office. And you need to do that repetitively. The hours of operation, you need to make sure you're checking that once a month. On your Google My Business page, you need to make sure your menu is accurate. Your website should be checked once a month to make sure your links are working, the menu is correct, your hours are correct. And then also on social media, you should be updating that every single day. I know a lot of business owners don't want to hear that, but if you want it to work, you need to promote the fact of what you're doing every single day. Stories, feed, ads, all of that stuff. Thank you so much for tuning into this podcast episode. I hope it was valuable to you. If you have a comment or you need some help or you want to join SPM Pro, drop a comment, hit that subscribe button, and like this video if you want more content like this. It's going to help you grow your pizzeria, build sales, and just build a better business that you actually like operating. All right, hope you enjoyed that one. Let me know. Hit me up on Instagram. I am at Smart Pizza Marketing on Instagram if you enjoyed that little short audio, maybe more tutorials like that. If you want to work with me directly, you can do that over on our website. You can sign up for an hour with me. I can help you implement the things here, go over in more detail what I talked about on this podcast, but also give you a marketing blueprint that's going to help you grow your business. Now, it's not an overnight success. So if you're struggling trying to get sales right now, it's not going to work in the next 30 days. But I will give you the blueprint that if you follow consistently over time, it will help you grow your business, guaranteed, because it's a proven system. So if you want to work with me directly and go over that, sign up for an hour with me. I'll give you everything I need to know, or everything you need to know, everything that I know, and we can kind of work together. And then I'll give you that, and then we can reconnect in a couple months, and we can follow up and make sure that you're doing everything you said you were going to do. That's over at smartpizzamarketing.com. That's our website. All right. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of the Smart Pizza Marketing Podcast. Appreciate you. See you next time.